Is that the sound of democracy in the 21st century? Loudon software engineer Brian Davison thinks so, and he's filed a number of lawsuits to get at social media records of elected officials.
We're only going to get compliance with FOIA and the records laws when people enforce their rights. And unfortunately, in too many parts of Virginia, that's not happening.
The first case was in his backyard in Loudon, where he posted on the Facebook page of the elected Commonwealth's attorney. His comment was deleted and he was blocked from the page.
You can't open a government forum just like you can't have a Board of Supervisors meeting where you only allow people to compliment you and then you shut down anybody who criticizes you.
So he filed a lawsuit. Then his comment was restored to the Facebook page and Davison was no longer blocked. But he was also trying to get comments deleted from a school board member's Facebook page. The Loudon prosecutor asked Alexandria Commonwealth's attorney Brian Porter to investigate.
A public record is a term of art that is defined by the law. It goes back into the 1870s that a public record, as defined by the law of Virginia, is, quote, a written memorial intended to serve as evidence of something written, said, done, or made by a public officer.
By a public officer. In other words, Porter concluded that deleting comments made by citizens did not constitute a destruction of public records, at least not for a criminal offense.
So the direct question here is whether or not a citizen leaving a post on a Facebook page has created a written memorial said, done, or made by the public officer. And obviously here, it's not the public officer making the record, it is a citizen doing it.
Porter did not look at whether deleting Facebook posts or blocking critics constitutes a violation of free speech, though. That remains an open question, one that Davison is still interested in, which is why another Facebook post from State Senator Siobhan Dunavant grabbed his attention.
She posted a picture of the Bill of Rights and then claimed that folks had no right of speech on her page, basically that she could delete critical comments but keep the complimentary ones. And I just simply believe she was wrong.
So he filed another lawsuit, one that attracted a great deal of attention because of the important precedent it might end up setting.
Well, our reaction all along has been that these records are not public records that are something that are subject to FOIA.
That's Michael Matheson, who represented the senator in Henrico Circuit Court.
This Facebook page is a private Facebook page that has been maintained by Senator Dunavant since long before she was elected as a senator.
But keep in mind that this is not the senator's personal page. It's a public figure page titled Senator Siobhan Dunavant.
She doesn't use any tax dollars to administer that site. It's not a site that is an official Facebook page of the Virginia General Assembly.
The judge eventually ruled that some Facebook posts are, in fact, public records. But the ones in question were not, because the judge concluded the senator's Facebook policy was not a matter of pressing public business, like a bill being considered before the General Assembly.
Transaction of public business has generally been understood as being pretty much anything that government does as government, its core business. So in that respect, I think that the ruling was too narrow.
That's Megan Ryan, director of the Virginia Coalition for Open Government.
When we're talking about public records, it seems rather anomalous to use a very public forum, which is by its very nature public and social, and then to say that it is somehow not a public record.
So Davison lost his fight for Senator Dunavant's records, but he feels he won a larger battle, a judge's ruling that sometimes a Facebook post can, in fact, be a public record.
Hopefully this opinion will allow others to enforce their rights and to stop some of the officials from trying to hide information that the public needs to be able to vote on the correct officials to elect.
And so for now, all those Facebook notifications, they may end up being part of the public record or not, depending on how a judge might interpret the transaction of public business. I'm Michael Pope.